Don't adjust that station. You have the correct station. That's correct. You got 98.7 KISS FM, and you got the number one talk show Sunday mornings in the tri-state area. That is correct. Open line. To join us in discussion, please give us a call at 1-800-288-KISS. You can also email us at openline@987kissfm.com, or you can fax us at 212-242-0706.
I want to welcome all of you back to Open Line for Sunday, May 21st, 2006. I'm Bob Pickett, along with the one and only Third Answer.
Brother M. Toomey.
And the navigator, Bob Slade, is still out, and we wish him well. Tooms, let me just remind folks, at the top of the hour, we're going to have a great discussion, ladies and gentlemen, here today. We're going to be talking with Dr. Dominic Savada out of Beth Israel Hospital in Newark, New Jersey, about prostate cancer, which is something that we all need to talk about, especially for black men, African-American men. So,
if and you the got new a, protocol.
And the new, and the
that
new
he's
protocol.
Working out of.
If you got uncles, you got a brother, you got a cousin, get them on the phone, tell them to listen to the Open Line beginning at 11 o'clock. Tooms, let's continue with our phone calls, if you don't mind, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to line number four. We got Sharon out of Montclair, New Jersey. Sharon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'd like to ask Mr. Powers about the immigration issue in America right now.
Right.
For 20 years, America has allowed illegal immigrants to come to America. What is your take on all of this? What do you think the agenda is for America with all this, with the immigration issue?
And the impact on the African Americans.
That too.
Well, that's a very good question. It would take more time for me to get into it than probably we want to get into this morning. I think there's a lot going on there, and there's some things that we see on the surface and some things that we don't see on the surface. Certainly, what has brought this Republican administration now to power is a strong participation from the Latino community, and they owe a lot of favors in terms of that. I think we should see the important issues, the impact it has on the African-American community, the general question of immigration, the history of immigration in the U.S., but I also think that we have got to understand that this administration has not done anything, from Vice President Cheney to George Bush to anybody else in the administration, that has not benefited them directly. And so while we may begin to get into a conversation about the greater theoretical and philosophical and equal rights issues of immigration and lack of immigration or the impact it have on a black community, understand there's some specific reasons that they're involved in this. The other thing we have to talk about whenever we discuss this, and we can do it in the future, is the impact not only in terms of jobs and other things, but the impact on this border control thing, this concentration on the border, on our southern borders of drugs and so on and so forth. I recently had a very powerful, specific meeting with some gentlemen high ranking in power from the country of Colombia about the drug trade and the increase of that into our communities and into that country and the immigration question in that. And so I'd like to get into all of that, but there's a lot more to that, and it's a lot more complicated than I think we're looking at. I think we should continue to address it. I think we should be concerned about the impact on our community, but I also think there's some other issues there that we haven't looked at. And don't for one minute think that George W. Bush or any of his people love people of Latino descent or love Mexicans or love anyone else, and that's why they're creating these lax laws. There's some other things to that we need to discuss.
All right, Tooms, you had a question that you wanted to lay on Tyrone about Iran.
Yeah, maybe we have to get to it real quick because I know we're closing out. But Brother Powers, there was an article. We know about the buildup that's starting to happen with the drum call for to do something in Iran. And I saw an article. It was an article in the Post yesterday. And the front page, ironically, said Iran, the Fourth Reich, and that it was pointing out Jews to wear special signals, yellow Star of David on their clothing. Once the article was read, I opened up and read I was like, this is insane. They went to the one Jewish member of the Iranian parliament. His name was Maris Mohammed.
There is one, huh?
Which is interesting. Maris Mohammed. Mm. And he called the report that Jews were required to wear badges a complete fabrication. And the law's sponsor was a guy named Imad Afgu, called the claims a sheer lie. Now, why are we getting this heightened thing that's now dealing with Israel And again, Israel also launched a satellite, a spy satellite, over Iran last month. What are we getting ready geared to? And we only got a minute left, brother, but give us your opinion to this.
Well, I've said time and time again that Israel have almost extorted the U.S. into the position that if the U.S. doesn't take action against Iran, that they will. And now, though, I think that the measures and countermeasures, the consequences of that are a little different, because China and Russia are saying that, once again, that they are thinking about coming to the defense of Iran, not so much because they love Iranians or they are Islamic, but because China gets much of its oil from Iran. And so I think we're going to see some very important issues playing out between Israel, the U.S., and Iran. The United States is going to be requested at some point by Israel to make a unilateral attack on Iran. That is no doubt about it. And they're going to be asked to do that under the threat of, if you don't, we will, and then we'll go into a world war. It's a very dangerous and volatile situation that we have to watch very closely, and we can't put on a back burner, even as we're dealing with all of these other issues, including the spying issues, because that has the potential of the Third World War. And that war, based on the proliferation of nuclear weapons, I'm not even talking about proliferation of nuclear weapons in Iran and North Korea. I'm talking about the ones in Israel and other places, has the potential of being the most devastating war that this world has ever witnessed.
Well, Brother Powers, as always, thank you so much for your views and opinions. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to Open Line. And like Brother Pickett said, get all your friends together, the males. We're going to have a whole hour dedicated to prostate cancer and its relationship to African-American men.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Open Line.